Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish ben Genendel and for Sora Baspina. May they each have Arichas Yomim B'Shonim Tovos. Our shir is on the words by Daber Hashem El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai. The Yalkut Shmoni tells us that when Bnei Yisrael received the Torah, all of the nations were jealous. They asked Hashem, why is Bnei Yisrael the one that was selected to receive the Torah? Hashem told them, bring me your Sefer Yichus, bring me your genealogy. The Yalkut says that the only reason why we merited to be mekabel the Torah is because of our Yichus. The Zera Shimshon asks on this particular medrash, why did Hashem have to respond to the claim of the Amim? We know in Maseches Avodah Zarah, it says that when Hashem offered the Torah to the Amim, they refused. If they refused, so then how can they be jealous? The Zera Shimshon also asks, how would the Sefer Yichus answer their question? The Zera Shimshon explains that the Amim could not understand the difference between Klal Yisrael and themselves. Before the Torah was given, all had to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So why was it that B'nai Yisrael are privileged to have Hashem force them to accept the Torah? The Amim believed that if they would have been forced, they too would have accepted the Torah, and then they would have all the rich rewards that the Torah promises. To this, Hashem answered, please, bring the Sefer Yichus. Klal Yisrael had Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. They all kept the mitzvahs, many more than seven. Shevet Levi also kept the mitzvahs of Mitzrayim. So there were always people in Klal Yisrael who not only kept the mitzvahs, but were willing to be Moser Nefesh for the word of Hashem. The rest of the nations only kept at best the few that they had been given. The great Rabbi Chiel Meirav of Strovtsa used to go every day to the market from vendor to vendor to collect stucco for those in need. There was one bright day. The market was buzzing. The weather was beautiful. Business was booming. Rabbi Yechiel Meir gathered a good amount of money because everyone gave Ba'ayin Yafa. When he returned to the Beis Medrash, his purse was full of coins. However, he also felt proud. There was a slight bit of arrogance, of gaiva, because he was so successful. He considered the mitzvah one that had already been impaired. It was a mitzvah that was chaser. The next day, it was dark, rainy, and windy. The weather was cold. Not many people came to the market. The vendors didn't have business. And when Rabbi Yechiel Meir went from vendor to vendor, nobody gave. In fact, there were those that told he shouldn't come on such a day. He didn't really get the royal treatment at all. When he returned, his pockets were empty. His feelings were hurt, and he was greatly humbled. At that moment, he said, I knew today would be a mitzvah shlema. It would be a much greater mitzvah than the day before. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir in the Zera Shimshon tomorrow. I wish everyone Bisuros Tavos, Yeshuas, and Nechamos.